This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hey guys.
How's it going?
Good. I don't know if you want to introduce yourselves briefly so you guys.
Wow, look at all those.
Steve Weintraub, House and Home.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Neil, nice to meet you.
House and Home, I got it. Didn't pass me by, no.
So, your character's kind of got a rock star vibe to him.
You think?
I feel.
Well, that's what we're mildly going for, yeah. A little cross between Jim Jones, Jim Morrison, and maybe a little bit of... Tony Robbins.
Is that something that drew you to the part?
What's that?
Is that something that drew you to the part?
I immediately liked the unreasonable, flamboyant attitude that this guy had. So, yeah.
Obvious and immediate thing that all of us nerds are thinking right away is wondering whether or not this is a little bit cathartic after having played the dad in Twilight for so many times.
It is indeed. I mean, I started my career, actually, the first 10, maybe 11 years playing the bad boyfriend with the gun, and I got ill with that. And moved on for some reason to playing cops all the time, and so this is quite a nice and refreshing departure from all of that. I get to let loose a little bit, do some stuff that I wouldn't normally do. That nobody would normally do, I suppose.
I'm curious, what's going on with the nails?
That was an afterthought. We started to talk about what this guy looks like and what he does, and then just before we got down here, I thought, well, I was thinking back to movies in the 80s and similar characters that I enjoyed watching, and I remembered a particular character from a particular movie that I enjoyed watching, and one of the moments in that film started on his nails. I won't tell you what it is because that'll give too much away and I will be stealing. But yeah, that was an idea that sort of came in the midst of putting this guy together. So I went in and had them done. And now they're a pain in the ass to live with. But they're working well for this.
But it's not really stealing. It's more of an homage, isn't it?
It's an homage. Yeah, we can call it that. I like that word. Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Do we know what movie I'm talking about?
Silence of the Lambs?
Superman 4?
Wow. No.
I almost wanted to say something like 48 hours, but I'm sure I'm wrong.
No. It's, I'm not going to tell you, because that's just not, that's, but once you see it again, you'll figure it out. Okay. It's a good one.
Totally.
It's a good one. Superman 4, who was that?
Nuclear Man.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I don't know that movie.
It's good that you don't remember that.
It's better. I hope you've never seen it.
I don't know that I ever saw Superman 4.
That's quite funny.
Now, with a movie that's hyper-violent like this, very hard movie, is there... do you almost feel reticent to go over the top? That you're going over the top with the character, or are you just kind of going all the
way? I don't feel reticent to, but It's a pretty rare moment for me when I will really go that far over the top. Sometimes, when something gets stuck up my ass, I can be pushed to go there, but I normally don't like to. I like to stay within the boundaries of what I think is realistic, but in this movie, nothing's realistic, so... But yeah, there is a lot of freedom here. I mean, there's places that I can go that I have enjoyed going.
Yeah, we saw you shooting. Seems like a pretty intense guy.
Yeah. He's got a vision. He's got a vision, and he feels right. And there's nothing, as one of the lines in the movie says, there's nothing more dangerous than a righteous man with an idea. So.
When do we first see you in the movie? Are you like right there from the beginning, or?
No, I we I think Jonah's talked about early on. We know that there is somebody out there that has something of importance to Nick's character. And then we see glimpses of him, and then he appears in visions, and then and shows up on about page 33, I think.
Do you get to
Does that
drive
make sense?
Any of the cool cars?
No. Have you seen the RV? The RV is circa 1975, maybe, something like that, which is completely fitting for what we're doing here, because it could have been a real tricked out sort of souped up thing, but Patrick wanted to stay with something that would fit the feeling of the movie. And the movie is very, very reminiscent of some of the 70s movies that they used to make that were made with reckless abandon that I'm really getting a huge kick out of. I'm seeing some of the stuff that we're shooting, and it really feels like old-time Steve McQueen type stuff, but with a little bit of extra 2010 juice.
What's the story with you got the pentagram with the crown there? Is that
That's Jonah's mark. It's his emblem. It's the symbol of what he stands for. It's, I guess some would call it satanic, but I don't really think that he is doing these things in Satan's name. He's taking it upon himself to take what those ideals might be and putting him into his own school of thought and bringing it from there. So that's his stamp that he puts on his followers and the symbol of what we're all going after.
Is he a villain that we can kind of understand why he's doing what he's doing, or is he just batshit crazy?
I don't. With what he's doing, with what we're actually doing here, I don't think that anybody's going to really understand what he's doing, because let's face it, we're about to sacrifice a baby here, and
well,
I don't think who hasn't done that. So no, I don't think anybody's really gonna be on his side. But saying that, there's things being done by all the characters in this movie where you're not gonna be on their side. There's pretty much everybody's almost the bad guy in this thing. He's just the worst guy.
Was there any apprehension on your part, because your character does apparently do some gnarly stuff in the film? Was there any, you know, hesitation for you to signing on, or were you sort of like, this is just a good part?
I thought about it for a second. I've got a baby. I've got a daughter who's almost 2 years old right now, who's about the age of the baby in the movie that we're about to do nefarious things to. And I did think about it for a second, but then I thought, you know, it's just a movie, you know. And within this movie, you need to, with all the things that are going so over the top and the places that we go to in this movie, you need somebody who's going to go that extra mile in badness. And once I figured out what we were doing and how I could do that, I said, fuck it, let's do it.
Did you go back and research any old cult leaders, like real life cult leaders and stuff, to get a sense of how they kind of roped people in?
I'm normally not a research guy, but I did in this case. I remembered Jim Jones from when I was a kid, and I remembered seeing some tapes, and I remembered hearing some of the tapes from back then, and I immediately thought of some of that stuff. So I did go back and listen to some of the Jonestown tapes for some of this stuff. I don't know if anybody remembers, but that guy had a really, like, really, like, bad gay lisp. That was, and I thought about taking that on for a second, but then it would be just, that would be too much of an homage. So we 86 that, but I did listen to some of that stuff, yeah.
How big is your following in the movie? Like, is it a cult of, like, five? Or
I think it starts with a cult of about 11 and ends up with a cult of about 30.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think he's a lot bigger. I mean, he thinks he's a lot bigger than he actually is. But no, it's not enormous.
Does your
character have a history with Nick Cage's character, or does it start here?
There is a history. He, his Nick's daughter, Nick's character's daughter, was one of my first followers, and she was sort of my muse, my focus, and I took her in, and once I realized what I could get from her and what she could do for me, I started to use her for basically started to focus on her for what I could really do, and that is produce a baby from her and use that baby to, well, in his mind, bring on a new world order.
You talk a little bit about filming here in Shreveport and your reaction to being here.
What's your reaction to being here?
No, you know what I mean. Just like talk about filming down here and just, you know, what's it been like for you?
I actually, when I heard we were filming here and I've spoken to a few people who have shot here before, they all sort of said, oh, Shreveport, yeah, well, have fun. But I've actually really enjoyed my time here. I brought the family down, the wife and the nanny and the baby, and we got a nice little house on the outskirts of town, and it's kind of a nice little relaxed vacation. There's not a lot to do, but it feels unforced, like we're not really supposed to do anything except for sort of, you know, work and relax and hang out together when we can. I actually kind of really like the vibe here. How about you?
We've only been here for not even 24 hours.
Yeah, well, you should check out the El Dorado Casino. It's quite nice.
We've been told about the casino.
I like to play a lot of poker in my off time, so for my first 2 weeks when the family wasn't down here, that's where my off time was spent. Down playing a little poker. Yeah.
Is that something, can you...
How's your tournament?
There are no tournaments at the El Dorado. No. I do play tournament poker, but... Well, they have those daytime tournaments, but I can't show up for those. Yeah. So I play some cash games. It's not big money, but I made some friends there, and we had a good time.
Cool. Yeah. I was going to say, can you actually do things, like, can you go into...
You got some black nails, kid. What's up?
I did this for you. I was told about your nail polish.
Look at that.
Yeah. All right. I was curious, about, can you do the casino thing, like, anonymously? Or, I am curious, how has the Twilight thing affected you?
You can't go into Hot Topic.
Yeah, you're done with the
Hot Topic's a rough one, yeah.
Yeah.
When I don't have the mustache on my face, it's a lot easier. But, look, I'm not Nick Cage or Robert Pattinson now. but yeah, it does happen. So when I go into the poker rooms and stuff like that, it's mostly like, especially sitting across the table from somebody, and with these nails, they start with that, and they go, hey, what's that, and what are you, who, and then they start to look up, and they go, like, it's one of those, like, I know you from somewhere type of things, and then somebody else will say, he's the da-da-da-da-da, and then it ends up with, can you take a picture with my daughter? That's where it usually goes.
Could be worse.
But the guys at the poker table, they don't really care.
I was going to say.
They just want your money.
So are you sort of, my last question on this, I know you guys are going to make one more of these things, or maybe two, I don't know. Are you sort of happy that it's coming to an end, or are you sort of like...
The Twilight stuff?
Yeah, or has it been a fun ride for you?
It's been a great gig for me. Let's face it, I've been hanging around in this biz for 19 years now, and... The advent of those movies has certainly, you know, shed a different light on where I'm at, and has pushed it into a different place. So I've got nothing but love and respect for those movies, and for that character, and for all the people who make those movies. It's kind of like showing up on a television show set, because I go back every time and put the same clothes on and get into the same groove, and it's very comfortable. And in terms of career stuff, yeah, it's done a lot. So I got nothing but love for it. Yeah. And yes, we are going to make the next one starting in November. possibly here in Shreveport.
Ooh.
Going to do some exteriors in Vancouver, and I hear they're thinking about Louisiana for some stage stuff.
Just buy a house.
I might as well.
Yeah.
Wife's already looking into it. Went down to New Orleans for a week, and she fell in love with that place, as did I.
Don't take the highway.
Which highway?
Any of them. I got 2 tickets on the way.
Oh, really? we made it down and back with like no problem.
I'm not driving back, I'll tell you that much.
I love New Orleans. Is great now.
It's amazing. No, it's
yeah, we really had a great time down there. But Shreveport, not having a problem with it.
Any more questions about Drive Angry?
Yeah, you haven't actually talked about working with Nick, and then against him in some of these scenes. Can you talk about like his process and your process and how it's?
What's it like to kick his ass?
Yeah.
I don't know what his process is like. All that I know is when he shows up and I'm there, with the first time that we actually just ran through a scene and rehearsed, I had one of those moments where I was looking across from him, talking, reading lines, and saying to myself, well, that's Nick Cage. I grew up watching him. I grew up loving him. And he didn't let me down in terms of just his humanity. He couldn't be a sweeter, more respectful guy, and couldn't be more into the we started riffing on stuff, and I said, you know, is that cool that we're just riffing? And he's like, yeah man, it's like jazz, it's best when it's like jazz. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna quote you on that, that's good. I from what I know of him so far, I love that guy.
He's a big comic book guy, and he can geek out on a lot of stuff. Have you had like that? Have you geeked out with him at all? Or are you sort of like, whether it be, you know, that kind of stuff, or just about, you know, previous films he's been in that you've been a fan of?
I have not. I'm not one of those guys who will sit there and rant on to a person about how much I love and respect their work and stuff like that. I think that gets obnoxious. But I did. I mean, one of his early films, Racing with the Moon, was one of my top 10 all-time movies when I was a kid growing up. It was he and Sean Penn, and it would be nice to, you know, say, you know, ask questions like you guys are asking, like, hey, what was that like? But I'm not going to do that. What was the original question? Where were we?
Sorry. Were you able to geek out with him at all?
Oh, about... I'm not a... No. I don't... I'm not a comic book geek. I would love to be because I love the comic book geeks. but no. Didn't have any of those moments where we talked about, you know, how cool it would be to be, you know, the guy with the skull running around on the motorcycle. No.
I know.
That
exactly.
Would have been cool, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Thank you
very
much.
Cool, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Billy.